Too Many Reasons to Live by Rob Burrow. Written with Ben Durs. Read by Matthew Lewis with Rachel Shenton. To Lindsay, Macy, Maya, and Jackson. Shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you'll land among the stars. Love always, Hubby, Daddy. Foreword by Kevin Sinfield. I'll never forget the first time I saw Rob on a rugby field. I was 14, he was 12, and we were training with Leeds Rhinos, including the first team. As you can imagine, we were both starstruck, and it was boys against men. But Rob was zipping all over the place, terrifying all these giants and making them look stupid. He looked like a mouse in a cartoon, causing absolute mayhem. That isn't really supposed to happen in rugby league, a sport in which big men almost always have the upper hand. But Rob was utterly unique, which meant he was able to flip the rules on their head. He might have been tiny, but he had lightning speed, all the skills, wonderful agility, and was extremely fit. But most of all, he had incredible determination and courage. I was Rob's captain for 13 years and never stopped feeling like his big brother. In fact, all his Rhinos teammates felt protective of him. But despite his size, he never needed looking after. Opponents would try to run over the top of him, but he was a good defender who never shirked a tackle. If an opponent took a liberty, he wasn't afraid to stand up for himself. Even when he was playing pranks on his biggest, hardest teammates in the changing room, I knew he could handle himself. He loved caffeine, whether it was coffee or Red Bull, which meant he hardly ever shut up. But he was too likeable to get mad at. Cheeky, always making people laugh, made the place fun. That Leeds Rhinos team won everything there was to win, and Rob was integral to its success. But it wasn't just that he scared defenders to death and produced moments of magic to win big games time and time again. He also personified everything that was special about that side's culture. He was a great friend, respectful, honest, selfless, loyal, worked so hard, and cared so much. Even during the tough times, when things weren't going quite as he wanted, he never stopped loving Leeds or his teammates. People need to understand that every successful team in whatever sport goes through dark times. Besides the glorious victories, there are soul-destroying defeats. Players get dropped or injured. They get sick of the sight of the training field, of those dark mornings running up hills, of those grueling pre-seasons that seem like they'll never end and make playing rugby league feel like a very unpleasant job. But it's during those dark times, when players are working themselves into the ground, fighting for each other tooth and nail, proving they have each other's backs, want to get better and win more trophies, that the tightest bonds are forged and friendships taken to another level. When we all retired from playing, we were no longer in each other's pockets day in and day out. But that closeness never left us. Whenever we met, there was always a twinkle in our eyes, in recognition of all the great times we had together. So when Rob was diagnosed with motor neuron disease, it wasn't a surprise how everyone rallied. We were all floored by the news, as was everyone connected with Leeds Rhinos and rugby league in general. But as soon as that bat signal went up, the call was answered by many. We couldn't even begin to imagine what Rob was going through, but we wanted to be the best friends possible and support him in whatever way we could. We were all certain of one thing. If it had happened to any of us, the reaction would have been the same, and Rob would have been right at the front of the queue, giving everything he had for his mate, just as he did on the rugby field.